online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Lucy Hickbott.
Friends and family of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are congratulating them after it was announced they're getting married next year. The couple, who've been together for nearly a year and a half, got engaged earlier this month in London. Royal commentator Alistair Bruce thinks the wedding is likely to take place in a specific type of church.
There are in the Church of England a number of churches which are called royal peculiars, which are ones which owe their allegiance only to the Queen directly. And amongst them are Westminster Abbey and St George's Chapel, Windsor. I would imagine that either of them are in contention.
The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh say they're delighted for the couple and wish them every happiness, while the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge say it's been wonderful getting to know Meghan and to see how happy she and Harry are together. Prince Charles has also been asked for his reaction.
Congratulations, sir. What do you think about the engagement?
Very kind. Never been thrilled, thank you so much. To both of them. I hope they'll be very happy indeed, is all I can say.
The Prime Minister and Archbishop of Canterbury have also offered their congratulations.
KM FM News.
A man's been taken to hospital following an acid attack in Dartford. Police and paramedics were called to Knights Manor Way just before five last night after a man reported having a noxious liquid thrown at him. Part of the road was cordoned off for a time and investigations are continuing. A mass evacuation's been stepped up around a volcano in Bali as smoke billows from its crater. 100,000 people on the Indonesian island have been told to get to safety over fears it's about to erupt. Many tourists are also stranded as the island's only airport has been closed.
KM FM.
KM FM News.
The family of a teenager who died after falling in the River Medway almost a year ago have welcomed new patrols of the water to try and prevent more deaths. For the first time, volunteers will be out in boats in Rochester and Maidstone on Friday and Saturday nights in December. 18-year-old Ben Savage disappeared after a night out in Chatham. His body was found 8 weeks later. Rita Haysmore is his aunt.
What we want to do and help along with this campaign is to raise the awareness so no other family will go through that, certainly this December. We want this campaign to keep running so this doesn't happen to another family because it is devastating.
Stuart Baird's from Kent Search and Rescue. He'll be patrolling the water.
Our number of call-outs has increased 10% on the same period last year, and unfortunately we've had a spate of drownings already. So it's a very serious problem in the county.
A Lydd man who left a mum and one of her children seriously injured after a crash has been sent to prison. Lee Holland lost control of his car on a bend on the Dungeness to Lydd Road in March. The 41-year-old from Mill Road has been locked up for a year and banned from driving for 3.5. A 29-year-old man's been charged following a fire at a house in Margate. The blaze broke out at a property in Lister Road at the end of August. Homeless 29-year-old Vinnie Giovanni is due in court next month, accused of arson and breaching a non-molestation order. A drama club in Kent that helps people with disabilities make friends and gain confidence has been given a Royal Award. Square Pegs have received the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service and they're the only group in the county this year to get it. They run acting, film and music sessions in Medway, Maidstone and Canterbury, focusing on each person's talents. Beth James Richards is the director.
We know that the work that we do really makes a massive difference to these young people's lives. They so often really struggle to form friendships and to feel that they can fit in anywhere, and coming to Square Pegs gives them a real sense of belonging.
Christmas has come early for people living on a street near Ashford as they've won a share of nearly £400,000. 13 lucky neighbours in Kennington have been given £30,000 each in the People's Postcode Lottery.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England's cricketers have gone 1-0 down in the Ashes after a 10-wicket first test defeat to Australia in Brisbane. But it's an off-field incident that's dominating conversation this lunchtime. Head coach Trevor Bayliss says no disciplinary action will be taken against Johnny Bairstow following his apparent headbutt on Australia's Cameron Bancroft. The incident from a month ago is being downplayed, with Bancroft saying it was a weird greeting Bairstow does. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have suffered back-to-back defeats in the league. They will be 5-2 at London Raiders on Saturday before losing on penalties to league leaders Peterborough Phantoms, the ice rink in Gillingham last night. The Moes have only won 4 of their 14 games so far this season. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.